Hey, New Life. How would you go about sanctifying the name of God in your life today? Jesus teaches us to pray, your name be sanctified, your rule be established, your will be done. And as we talked about in this week's teaching, that's all saying the same thing, that God's name is sanctified through my obedience, that his rule is established when I obey him. I proclaim him as king when I obey him. And when I do his will, that's what it's all about. On another instance, Jesus is going to tell his disciples, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let me challenge you with something today. God's name is at stake in you. I know that we are living in days where it's very common for us to blame the decline of faith and following of God on the media, on politics, on Hollywood, and on secularism. But can I submit something to you? That really, the pagan world is going to behave as the pagan world. Why should we expect them to be any different? The reason why God's name is being profaned in our world is not them, it's us. We are not living in a way that shows our good deeds and allows people to glorify God because of how we live. How can you sanctify God's name today? How can you establish and show him as your king? How can you do his will? Again, we are the representatives of God in the world, and his name is at stake in us. So how can we do that? I want you to think about that today. How can you sanctify his name today?
Okay, I love this vision, the life of Christ. I'll never forget, I took the life of Christ in Bible college, and it changed everything that I thought about. It's like the Jesus style of the word. We all need it, and I thank you for joining us. Please do not forget to subscribe so you can really partner with us as we move through this over the next several weeks together. As a church, we're growing. Let's keep it going. Don't forget to subscribe.